You're listening to SBS News.
In recent months, confronting images of mass fish deaths along the banks of the Murray-Darling have become more and more prevalent. Lack of oxygen in the water has caused fish that have swum in the waterway for hundreds of years to choke to death. A royal commission into the running of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, sparked by allegations of water theft by New South Wales farmers in 2017, has now found that the river was grossly mismanaged and unlawful plans were allowed to be carried out. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says some of the findings need to be addressed urgently.
Some of them are very tough and will require some very serious consideration.
In this report, the Royal Commission makes 44 recommendations. Among them, a complete overhaul of the current Murray-Darling River Basin Plan. This includes relocating more water from irrigation back into the waterways in an attempt to increase river flow and stop more mass fish deaths from occurring. Environment Minister David Littleproud says the report was needed to ensure those responsible are held accountable.
We've lifted the transparency, particularly in the Northern Basin, around the use of water, about making sure environmental flows get to where they're asked to get to.
Royal Commissioner Brett Walker SC accuses Commonwealth officials of committing gross maladministration, negligence and unlawful actions when they drew up the $13 billion deal in 2012. It was a deal that was meant to save the country's largest river system. CEO of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, Philip Glyde, denies any wrongdoing. He has told the ABC the plans in no way impeached on any legalities.
We haven't broken the law. Everything we've done has been legal, and I'd reject any of those assertions. However, I haven't had a chance to read the report in any great detail.
According to the report, the original plan failed to consider the catastrophic impact of climate change. Drought in the region is believed to have contributed to low water levels along the basin and consequent lack of flow. Heat and stagnant water made it easier for blue algae to thrive, taking the oxygen out of the water and resulting in the fish deaths. Water scientist at the Australian National University, John Williams, is hopeful the report's findings will result in a new plan which will help the Murray-Darling return to its former prosperity.
All those issues the Commissioner has brought to light, I really am so pleased to see. And if we take notice of them as a society, then we will be able to walk towards building our river systems in a much healthier condition, and we can avoid those dreadful fish kills that we've seen in these last weeks.
The South Australian Premier is calling for an urgent meeting with the Prime Minister, the ACT Minister and Basin Premiers to discuss the findings. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.